The Sunday Dead Set Legends. Every Sunday morning from 10 on 104.7 Triple M. Thanks to CMI Toyota.
South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of the one-hour express service.
Triple M.
Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Sunday edition of Dead Set Legends. What a weekend. Fancy being a sporting nut. Fair dinkum. I don't know where to start this morning. It is unbelievable. Footy, fight, test cricket, you name it, it is all happening. And I'm going dizzy. I need your help, Jars. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, KG. Good morning, Adelaide. Nice to be here.
This?
Oh, isn't it wonderful?
Well, it's not. It's great.
It's exciting, and that's what we love about our great game is that you just don't know. The unknown is unpredictable. Can I tell you what Port Adelaide's situation is?
Yeah.
Have a listen to this.
What?
If Port play the Crows...
If they play the Crows, I'm out of here.
If Saints beat Richmond today, right?
Right.
Port v Crows. Port play Melbourne if Crows win or lose by less than 4 goals. Port play West Coast if they beat the Crows by more than 4 goals.
God.
Listen to this. And Port play Essendon if they lose to Fremantle. Good luck working that out. God, I need an IQ of 180.
But...
That's the funniest things you've said this year on radio. But so where do we start?
Well, it's
baffled you.
Well, I don't know where to start. I was driving in here this morning.
Where do we start? The Crows finished minor premiers.
Congratulations. Yeah, what do they get?
We'll talk about that below. And Port out later in the finals.
Well, that's good.
After being, I
don't know who the Crows play. I don't know who Port play.
I'll work that out next.
It's too hard. Fair dinkum.
All right, who's on the show, great man?
Well, that's a good question.
He's flustered.
I love it, but it's so bloody frustrating.
Right.
You know, I like it nice and crystal clear.
No.
And we'll be talking to Matty Nix about... now, I don't reckon... This may sound... I'll say that afterwards.
Yeah, right.
We'll talk to Matty Nix from Port Adelaide.
Yeah.
We'll talk to J-Pod in Perth, that'll be...
And we'll go live to Las Vegas with Duncan McKenzie McCabe about the massive fight, the fight of the century, they're saying, between McGregor
I've got to say this quickly.
Floyd. Now, did you see McGregor weigh in with his jocks on?
he had two socks in his underdecks.
It's a great photo. It's a great photo. Oh, God. For a wee little man, Jesus.
That's the first thing.
He's got a boxing glove in there.
That's the first thing my daughter said to me.
Come on.
Anyway. And so we go live to Las Vegas.
Which we will, yes.
Whatever you do, folks, don't deal with it. Well, I need you. Okay. I'm bugging today.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, go, Sean. Yeah, yeah.
I've got no idea what I'm doing.
We'll have a chat about it.
It's madness in the Triple M studios at the moment. Dead Set Legends for your Sunday morning for CMI Toyota. We've got KG and Jarvis morning.
Good on you, Sean. Wonderful people, CMI Toyota. If you want a new or used car, pop down and see any of the team at CMI Toyota. They'll look after you now. Yeah. Jars,
yes, George.
Let's get a bit of sanity back into this.
Roger.
We're going to throw the lines open now to our football fans, both Port and the Crows. Now, Port Adelaide can either play Essendon, Melbourne, or the Crows in the major round.
Yep.
In the first week of the major round. Yep. And the Crows, either GWS or Port Adelaide.
Right.
Now, I want to ask the Triple M family out there listening, who Port fans and Crows fans, who would you prefer to play? Port will play either Essendon, Melbourne, or the Crows. Crows will play GWS or Port Adelaide.
Does it matter?
What does matter?
Does it matter who we play?
Yes, it does.
Who cares?
Well, I do.
As long as we're mentally and physically ready to play our first final.
That goes without saying.
That's all you worry about.
That's a given.
And all you're worrying about is, we can't play this side, but we can play this side. What are you going on about?
Well, I'm a Crows man, as we all know. I would dearly love to play GWS at the Adelaide Oval. We'd smash them.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't matter. As long as we're ready and we get 3-1 scathed today, all right, with no injuries.
That's another problem.
Our good players get off. But that's all the coach will be worrying about. He doesn't give a stuff who we're going to play next week.
Well, I
next
do. Thursday as a supporter. If somebody said to me, KG, who would you prefer to play?
Yeah.
GWS or Port Adelaide? I wouldn't hesitate and say I'd love to play GWS.
Why wouldn't they want to play Port Adelaide?
But because that's a different game.
It's not a different game. It's a final.
It's a different
fair dinkum final. It's a qualifying final.
Let's get a bit of sanity.
It doesn't matter, Kate.
Let's get a bit of sanity
in
this conversation.
No, I am getting some sanity. back in this show.
Port Adelaide and the Crows, they're different games.
No, exactly. They're a finals type game. So that's good. That's what we want.
All right.
Sold out venue at Adelaide Oval. Nothing better for South Australian football.
Come on, folks. Jump on the phone. Give us a call. Jeez. If you're a Port or a Crows supporter, who would you prefer to play? Port
Adelaide? Now you're picking who we're going to play.
Well,
don't want to play Port Adelaide. I can't believe you said that.
I'm going yabbing. If
we end up playing Port Adelaide after today's results, where are you going?
Well, I'm going to be most places. Curls. I'm going
to do
yabbing.
What?
Walker
well,
flat.
Why aren't you going to be there supporting the two sides?
No way. No, I'll be supporting them. Honestly, I'm not going to go and see that.
I don't know why I bother Sunday morning.
Give us a call, folks. Who would you prefer to play? Port and Crows fans, who would you prefer to play in the major? And this is a big, big year.
Let's go to Damien of Palawi. G'day, mate.
How are you?
Good thanks, buddy. Damien.
We're not worried who we play, mate. We could play the Crows. We're not worried because we know we're going to beat you this round.
Oh, see, that's
final. We all know Port Adelaide and Crows games are one of the tough games, but we've let you have the last two easy ones. This time we're going to come out and smash us.
Well, we smashed you last time, so if I was a Port fan, I wouldn't be going in with a great deal of confidence.
Who's going in with better form in terms of the finals, Port Adelaide or the Adelaide Crows? Who's going in with better form?
At the moment, it's a tough one until after today's game, but I reckon West Coast are going to do yous over there today. No Walker, no Charlie.
Okay.
No Charlie Cameron.
No, well, it's going to be a tough one for you, so over there, and plus there's a few players leaving. So.
Yeah, there'll be a lot to play for the West Coast Eagles.
Get on your Damo.
We'll knock them off. Well thanks, done, Damien.
Shawnee of Morford Vale. G'day, mate.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Not bad, Sean.
I agree with you, KG. I think GWS, just because I think they're better, prepares for the bigger stage. You know, they're harder in the finals. I do think playing Port would be great for the state.
No,
but
it wouldn't
as far
be
as our
terrible.
Campaign, I want to play GWS.
I'm with you, Sean. Bring on GWS at the Adelaide Oval. I'll be more than happy with that. More than happy.
Tony Clark on the Twitter family. Don't hedge your bets on beating the Giants, KG. They are a very dangerous side, Giants.
Well, weren't very dangerous yesterday.
Steve of Semaphore Park. G'day, Stevie.
How you going, fellas? Definitely would rather play GWS just for the fact that then the other half of our crowd still go. So we're down to 50% of our crowd we've got to fit in otherwise, and also like say Port for the grand final, I'd like rather see that.
Oh, don't ever mention that.
Well, we could all fit in then.
don't mention that. No way.
Prize, please, Sean.
Sure. Double pass to Royal Adelaide Show. If you pre-purchase a ticket, you can save up to 15% when compared to gate prices.
Well, yeah. Black caviar 25 of the Twitter family. KG, the finals aren't until next week. What's happened to 1 week at a time?
Well, there's
so
no 40 next
to the
week.
Well, so?
Well, I'm looking forward to the finals.
Can we just get through today first?
No.
Before we look ahead?
Well, that's what we're talking about today.
Dougie of Albert, Steve of Edwardstown. G'day, Steve.
Yeah, how you going?
Yeah,
good. I think you're wrong.
What?
I think the best thing for SA footy would be to have two home finals next week in the first round. That's what you want. Port playing somebody in Adelaide playing GWS.
Well, that's exactly the point.
My prediction is the Crows will play GWS on the Thursday night on the 7th, and Port Adelaide, they'll play Melbourne on the Saturday night
and
at Adelaide Oval.
Both sides would have an undeniable chance of winning both those games.
Exactly. That's what you want.
Yeah, I'm with you, Steve. I'm glad you rang
thanks,
up, Steve. Good on you, Steve.
Dougie of Albert Park. Douglas.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Good, Doug.
Good, Doug.
Mate, we want them to be playing opposition teams for this week, so we've got two rounds, and then ultimately they'll be playing each other in the grand final.
No, that's don't say want. That.
That's what we want.
No,
that's
what we want,
the
George.
The ultimate showdown.
Yeah, grand final.
I wouldn't get through that week. Imagine if they played in the grand final.
That would be... Oh.
And Port beat us. Oh.
The ultimate bragging rights.
No, they'd be bragging rights for life if that happened.
That would be wonderful.
Well and truly.
That would be
if they beat us in a grand final, Port would have the...
Our city wouldn't know itself if that happened.
Well, but just...
Wouldn't know itself.
The bragging rights would last forever.
We'd have to paint it, the whole city, in both colours.
Everywhere you'd go, they'd say... Remember the year...
Everyone has to wear their jumper to work all week.
Fantastic.
You imagine the power fans if they beat us in a grand final, they'd be saying, remember that year, 2017...
And then we can gatecrash Victoria and take over their stadium and kick all the Victorians out. Or we should have the grand final.
No, not big enough. Thanks, Doug.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Not big enough. Yeah, 100,000.
Well, let's build a grandstand down at the northern end of the Adelaide Oval. No, in due course, we need to build 25,000 more seats.
You see, you've just made my weekend even worse, if that's at all possible.
Mickey of Blakeview. G'day, Mick.
TG, you're scared. You're very scared.
Well, mate, Mick, I'll be perfectly honest. I'm bloody petrified of playing Port Adelaide. I'm being brutally honest. I don't want to play Port.
They're afraid I might smash you.
Well, that's exactly what I'm thinking. If they smash,
but you don't rate Port Adelaide. You never have. You've always been critical of Port Adelaide.
No,
yes, you
have. Estimate Port Adelaide, there, KG.
Sorry.
You underestimate Port Adelaide.
Yeah. Well, that's the point. But they're different games, and I am petrified of Port Adelaide.
Out of that top eight, who's the scariest side in there?
Port Adelaide.
Oh,
Jarza, Port Adelaide will contest the finals, which is absolutely fantastic. Yep. That was their aim at the start of the year, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But gee whiz, last night, did they do a demolition job on the Gold Coast? It was absolutely embarrassing. As we welcome to the program their defensive coach, former Norwood champ and Crows champ, Nathan Bassett. Nathan, thanks for your time.
Not a problem.
Nathan, look, sensational win last night. Absolutely a demolition job. But would you have preferred to have had a tougher contest leading into the major round or not?
Well, I think all we can do is take control of what's controllable for us, which was playing the strongest brand of footy we could while we were out in the grass. So, I think we did that. Should give some guys some confidence that we're playing some good footy, and then we'll see if that's good enough to beat teams in the finals.
Yep, fair call.
What do you need to win finals football, Bass? As you know, things improve or increase by 6 to 8%. Ball's quicker, everything's quicker, decision making's quicker. What do you think? What areas of your game you want to get just a tad better before you get into those finals?
Yeah, I want to. I think it's important that we keep winning the ball from contest to contest.
Yep.
That we're clean with the ball and back feeding and using the ball well inside 50. Like that's probably been the two parts of the game where if we've struggled this year, it's either through lack of supply or that we haven't been efficient when we've gone inside 50. So they're probably the two key areas for us, I think.
And no, the other pleasing part, you're playing a number of young players who are performing. Has that been by design, or was that just the way that it's unfolded?
I think a little bit the way it's unfolded. Like Howard.
Yep.
He played some good footy down back early in the season in the SNFL, and then we were looking for that sort of marking forward, and we played him forward, and it wasn't quite working from up there, and we put him down back, and he looked good again straight away. So we thought he could add to our athleticism and height down back, which he's done and been very good. Our efficiency has not probably been one of our strengths this year, going inside 50, and Todd Marshall is certainly clean with the football, and he does finish well. He's come in, and then we've had probably quite a few guys go through those high forward roles, which has given Aidan Johnson an opportunity, and his pressure's always very good. And then I've been really happy with Rolly Bonner, the way he's come in the last couple of weeks. He's had to earn his spot, and I thought he did some things well yesterday in areas where he hasn't always been strong at in the SNFL.
A lot of confidence around Alberton at the moment, Bass. So yeah. Port Adelaide looking at finals. You've got Magpies playing a qualifier next Saturday against Sturt. Your Magpie reserves are in the final, so there's a lot of pressure to keep your spot.
Yeah, there is. And there's guys playing good footy in the SNFL, and experienced guys playing good footy in the SNFL too. So, the guys know they've got to keep playing well. And, the SNFL very good in the second half yesterday and puts pressure on the AFL guys to play well, and they did. So, it'll be a challenge for guys to break into the side in 2 weeks' time.
Bass, obviously the boys will be around the TV today. What's the schedule for next week? Do they get some time off, or are you just get them back on the track?
Yeah, most of the guys are off till Thursday. So the majority of the SNFL guys will train like a normal week.
Yep.
They've got to play. But a lot of the AFL guys will be off till Thursday. We'll have training Thursday, and then when I start looking at my calendar again after the calendar invite last night. It's probably a little bit dependent too on when we play the week after, which will change dependent on St Kilda and Richmond today. But the guys are off till Thursday, which will give them a good freshen up.
Now, Bass, what are you watching today?
You going to watch the fight or the footy?
You watch the fight or the footy?
Well, I'll be more a football watcher. You know, I'm okay to watch the fight, but it's one of those ones I want to walk in 1 second before it starts and
I'm
about
you.
As much time as I want to give to it.
Yeah, I'm with you, Bass. I'm with you.
I like all these, you know, who won the big, you know, weigh-in and the pre-fight argument. And I'm like, it doesn't really matter. It's just who wins the fight, isn't it? So, you know, I'll be watching the footy this afternoon and, you know, we'll be supporting. We're putting our St Kilda hats on, but look, we're...
Well, Bass,
happy to be back in the finals and good to have a home final.
Yeah, well too right. Well done, Bass. Congratulations and good luck in the major round, Bass. We appreciate your time, Nathan.
Thank you.
Nathan Bassett, one of the assistant coaches there of Port Adelaide. See, he's like me. He's not going to watch some fight. Waste of bloody time.
No, it's not.
Waste of space. Waste of time. Now, Jarge, I've been thinking, and I'll probably get shot down in flames at 100 miles an hour. But, you know, last week I was saying about if Adelaide finished top, there's no... advantage.
Yes, yep.
What do you get? Mm-hmm. You know, and I've been thinking about this, and I heard it during the week on Triple M.
Oh, we got a tweet about it. Someone sent us a tweet.
A tweet about it. That if you finish minor premiers, why shouldn't you have, if you finish minor premiers, you should have the right to pick the side that you want to play in the first week of the finals. Because there's no other prize.
Yeah.
You get nothing for finishing minor premiers. You get no reward for your.
What do they get in the EPL?
Oh.
What do they get? Is it just a shield?
I think it's
a shield?
Prestigious honor.
Is it the McClellan Trophy? So that's how vague it is. But should you have the side that finishes?
So the Adelaide Crows should have the ability to pick a side. That any of the other seven sides in the eight?
Correct.
To play them in the first final.
Who they play in the first final, whether they pick the Bombers or they pick Melbourne or whoever they pick, they should have the right to pick the side that they play in the first week of the finals as an incentive
and a reward
for finishing minor premiers. Now, come on. I'm
thinking about it. Well, I'd like to take on Port first up.
Oh, see,
you asked me the question. I'm giving you who I want. Port Adelaide.
I'd love to play Melbourne there.
All right. Well, you've said Melbourne. I've said Port.
They're brittle. Okay, folks. Do you like the idea? Do you like the concept as a reward for finishing minor premiers? That side, and in this case, this year it's Adelaide, they should have the right to pick the side who they play in the first week of the finals. You can shoot me down in flames. Okay. You can agree with me. But just have a thought about it and give us a call. 1-333-53. That's our number. See, out of left field, but good.
Nah.
Makes you think.
I don't mind it.
I love it.
Where's this come from?
Well, there you go.
40 years in radio. Should you get to pick the side you want to play as a reward? That's your idea. This is KG's idea.
I heard it on Triple M
to reward
the
Adelaide Crows for having a wonderful season, finishing top as minor premiers.
As it stands,
isn't that enough?
Well, no, because
two home finals.
Well, if you finish fourth at Port Arthur at the moment, they get the double chance.
Well,
all I'm saying is that. I'm throwing it open to our family, whether it's a good idea or a bad idea. Give us your thoughts, pros and cons of it. 1-333-53. The minor premiers should have the right to pick the side they want to play.
The seven other teams that finished in the eight, I want Port Adelaide. Who'd you say?
Melbourne, me.
Oh,
Melbourne.
Go a bit harder than that. Ashley of Windvale. G'day, Ash.
G'day, KG. How you going?
Yeah, good, mate.
Hey, I was just wondering, with that concept of, so if the Crows, if they finished minor premiers, they pick the eighth team to play.
Yep.
Does that mean if they lose, they're out of the finals?
No, they get they
get two chances.
They still
but
get
isn't
the...
that a that's the reward
well,
you
yeah,
get.
Well, yeah, but so does the side finishing fourth.
What do you think, Ash?
Well, yeah, but if you're going to play an eighth position team sort of thing, well, you're going to... to get that easy game, I reckon if you lose that game, whoever loses the bottom two sides, basically, they're out of the finals. That's the way it goes.
I don't mind that either. Southern Death.
No, I still think they should get the double chance. Good on you, Ash.
Thanks, Ash. Joshy of Millington. G'day, Josh.
G'day, mate.
Yes, Josh?
Yeah, I think you're a bit of a wank, mate. I think you're yanking your chain a bit, to be honest.
Well, I only heard it on Triple M, and I thought, well, yeah, okay, let's share that thought with the sporting fans. Look, it's something that I think should be considered. Have a look at it, because what reward do Adelaide get?
Oh,
Mate, the whole thing about it, I think, is just because you're a Crows supporter, you bloody...
No. Hang on. Josh, be sensible about it.
No, he is.
What added reward does the side, and in this case Adelaide, what added reward do they get for finishing minor premiers? Oh,
give them a little trophy, mate.
Well, they get the McClellan trophy. If you walk down Rundle Mall and ask the people down there, what do the Crows get for finishing minor premiers, no one would know.
No. If they watch the game, they'll see they're doing all right, and they'll just pat them on the back, mate. That's all they need.
They should get some reward for finishing minor premiers. Thank you, Josh. Thank you, Cole.
Scotty Lee, the agitator, sent me a text. The aim of the EPL is to finish top. That's it. That's it, and you win the league, right? That's what they do in the EPL, and then they have the FA Cup, which is a knockout competition for all teams.
So if you finished minor premiers,
top in the EPL. That's it. You win the league.
Oh, okay.
You win the league. That's what we've done.
Mm. Okay.
Good on you, Adja. Dave of Angle Park. G'day, Dave.
G'day, Jars. G'day, KG. I love you, Jars. North Adelaide boy. I was there in 97. Thanks for taking my call.
Good on you, mate.
KG, your idea is good on the surface. Really, really good. Good thinking,
but?
It becomes a little bit too complicated if you pick Melbourne.
Yep.
And you lose, you're still in the finals, but if Melbourne lose, they're out of the finals. Then the draw, that side of the draw becomes unfair for those that you are potentially playing later on. I don't think it would work.
Okay, well, we'd have to sit down. I have to sit down and go through it.
Well, you've had a whole week to think about it.
Thanks for your help, guys.
But the more I think about it, it's ridiculous.
Oh,
Brendan, g'day, mate. Brendan, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, good, mate, yourself?
Yeah, good. Has he lost the plot or not?
Did he ever have it?
Tell us what's flawed about this idea.
Well, okay, so this year Adelaide's on top.
Yep.
What about next year when a Melbourne team's on top, Geelong's on top?
Same thing applies.
So
I'm not just saying it because it's Adelaide. All I'm saying is that the side that finishes minor premiers, what reward do they get? What added reward do they get?
Two home finals.
Mm.
Sorry?
Two home finals.
Well, hang on. So does the side finishing fourth?
Not if it's Port Adelaide.
Well, Port Adelaide. Well, same thing. That's their reward.
Half the teams, when it wasn't Adelaide, Port Adelaide, and it was a Melbourne side versus the Melbourne side, that's the same thing.
Yeah, but look, in this case, Port Adelaide get the same reward. If they finish fourth, they get the same reward as Adelaide.
So we're going to change the rules because of one thing that's happened this year.
Well, something worth looking at. I still think that the side finishing minor premiers should get some added reward.
What about going straight through to the grand final?
Oh, hell, that's a bit... I thought I was on the wrong bloody tram, aren't I?
Jeez.
We have.
Mick,
one more time.
Yeah, Mick of Prospect. G'day, Mick.
Mick, are you all right?
Yeah, good, Mick.
What do you reckon?
I was good.
Oh, look, I think it's a flawed situation. So you're potentially saying something like Melbourne could actually go straight to a prelim if they actually beat the Crows? Mm. Is that right?
So you haven't thought that through?
Oh, jeez. Who needs enemy but friends like you?
That's what he's thinking, Mick.
All I'm saying that
the reward, KG, is we've finished top, we've won our competition, and we've got two home finals. That is enough.
I don't think it is.
All right, you don't want to go, okay, well, let's just pick one side. Let's pick a side out of the out of the seven other teams in the top eight. All right, well, we'll go and play Essendon, who will finish eighth. Save Essendon, knock us off by 2 points.
Yep.
Then what happens? Well, we're out.
No, double chance.
You get a double chance.
Yeah, you still get the double chance. Right, well, of course it is. Anyway, I've been defeated here because that topic, 20% agree with me and 80% no, keep it as it is. So, okay, I'll put my hand up.
No. Well done. At least you had a crack. Well done.
I had a crack anyway.
Hey, during the week, one of the greats, Nicky Revolt, who had a wonderful, distinguished
fantastic
career.
Fantastic player.
Pricked my ears when he was on, I think it was on the couch with the boys during the week.
Yep.
And just they asked him the question about what would you like changed or what would you like to see go in our game of footy or what would you like to see stay in our game of football? So I got a bit of a grab of what he would like to see going forward in terms of how our game changes may look. And this is what he had to say.
Put yourself in Gil McLaughlin's shoes. You've got his chair for a week. What changes would you make to the game?
Yeah, look, I like the idea of having
you know, the positions, making the field as big as possible. So a way where we could actually do that and have a return to the more traditional full forwards. So whether that was having two players permanently have to stay inside 50, yep. I think that's been trialled at various stages. I think we need to try something to try and stretch the ground. Teams have become so good defensively now at really saturating an area and preventing teams from scoring. I think that'd be a good step.
What about what about the interchange, really? You're a fitness machine. Do you think the interchange needs to be wound right back to help players like yourself who've got an enormous work rate?
Yeah, I'd love to see it come down, right down. I think something like 40 would be good. You know, 10 a quarter, something like that. Or when I first started playing, if you were on the bench, it was a bit of a whack. And you may sit there for a quarter and a half before you actually saw any playing time. So I think it would be great to really bring the fitness element back into AFL football.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, interchange cap to 40, 10, yeah.
If you were in Gillon McLaughlin's shoes, what would stay and what would go?
Well, for me, what would go, the centre square bounce, right, gone.
Oh,
and the draft age rule, the draft age from 18 up to 20. All right.
Yeah, I do too. That's not a bad thought.
Well, okay. What do you got?
Well, certainly goes. The 50-metre penalty kick is ridiculous. It's far too severe.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, it results in a goal for a bloke just steps over the mark by a centimetre. Mm-hmm. That's got to go. What stays is the rule, no third man up. I like that because we are now seeing two genuine big fellas having a crack at the centre bounce and around the grounds. I like that.
Okay,
so look, why don't we throw it up into the Triple M family jars? 1-3-3-5-3. If you were in Gil McLaughlin's shoes, what would go so far as AFL football is concerned and what would stay in your eyes? We'll give you a couple of examples. The 50-metre penalty kick would go for me, and what would stay is the rule where no third man up, which I think is absolutely fantastic. Give us your thoughts. What stays and what goes? 1-3-3-5-3 is our number. What goes and what stays so far as AFL football is concerned? If you've been having a drink with your mates at the pub, what do you normally bitch about? What particular rule? What would you like to see go or what would you like to see stay? 1-3-3-5-3, that is our number. Give us a call now and give us your thoughts.
What did I say? I said get rid of the centre bounce.
Correct.
Right, the centre square bounce. And the draft age from 18 to 20 years old.
Okay.
And right, they're the couple of things I'd like to see.
I've said get rid of the 50-metre penalty kick. That definitely goes. It's too severe. And what stays is the rule interpretation, no third man up. I love that.
Steve of Morfitt Vale. G'day, Steve.
Hey, g'day, boys. How are you?
How can our game evolve?
Love your show. I'd like, for a bit of excitement, would you like to see the 9-pointer in the finals?
Ooh.
And I reckon, we just make it really exciting that, say if you're 6 points down, say with 5 minutes to go and someone launches into a big torp and kicks a 50-metre, 9 points, you win the game by 3 points. I reckon that'd be pretty exciting. And the other rule I'd like to see scrapped is that one where you approach in the area, if you're too close to your man or that bloke runs through. That's the most ridiculous rule I've ever seen. And I agree with you, boys, that the 50 metres should be 15 metres like when you were each umpire in your day, KG.
Exactly right, Steve. That's a good suggestion.
You 25 metres, you happy with that?
I'd be happy with 25, but 50 is too severe.
Too harsh.
9 times out of 10, it's a goal for just encroaching a centimetre over the mark.
Deb from Nan. G'day, Deb.
Hi, Giles. How are you going?
Good, Deb. What are your thoughts? What stays and goes in our game of football?
Well, with what goes, I think they should, with the end of the season, the pick, instead of letting the last team pick, to encourage the bottom team and the second to bottom to play better, why don't they let the second to bottom team have first pick and the last team have second pick? So that encourages them to stop this, trying to come last, so they get that pick.
Yeah,
so,
I don't like when we start talking about this area, Deb, of accusing sides of tanking and so forth.
Did we see any signs of it this year?
No, we have. I've certainly not seen it. No, I'd like a lottery, I reckon, along the lines that Deb's talking about.
Good on you, Deb. Thanks for your thoughts. Alistair of Warradale. G'day, Alistair.
G'day,
Alistair.
What are your thoughts, mate?
I think that they should change grand final day from a day game to a twilight or night game.
Yeah, there's a.
I'm with Alistair. I agree.
Do you? No, I'm not.
Nah.
I'm a traditionalist. I like the 2 o'clock start.
Yeah,
afternoon.
Ten past four. 10 past 4 grand final, 6:30. I'm with Alistair. Why don't we try it? Why don't we just have a go at it? And then see.
The television station would love it. They'd wrap it around their news services and so forth. Yes, but I'm a traditional. Yeah, I just like the 2 o'clock start. I love it. That's been a part
of it. Well done, Alistair. Thank you. Sash at Flagstaff Hill. G'day, Sash.
Yeah, g'day, fellas. Yeah, look, the draw. Yeah. Before the sun went down, it's the very, very first thing I would abolish once and for all time.
So what would you play? Extra time.
I'm with that.
Extra time, you know, I mean, it's just, it's not a result. You know, the whole point of playing a game or any sport, whether it's footy or darts or whatever, I mean, you play to get a result.
Yeah.
And the draw is just
A draw is a result.
You know, I've been banging on this for a long time. I hate the draw. Hang on. So for home and away, right, you just get the draw. So you get a point each, we get 2 points each. Yet when you play finals, if there's a draw at the final siren, you play extra time. How does that work?
Yeah, well, I can't argue that point.
Well, because we had a final yesterday, and ours could have been a draw, but we got done by 2 points. Just imagine I asked the question to our footy manager, Renato, I said, if it's a draw, he goes, you've got to play extra time. I said, well, how come we don't do that in home and away?
Yeah, that's lack of consistency. A draw is a result. You get 2 points.
No, it's not.
You get 2 points each.
Good on you, Sash. Shane of North Haven. G'day, Shane-o.
How you going, fellas? All right?
Good, Shane.
Talk to me, mate.
Yeah, listen, I reckon the 50-metre penalty is too harsh. It should be 25 metres.
Yeah, I agree.
And I reckon they should bring in a rule, when you kick backwards, it should be play on.
Yeah, I like this rule. Yeah. I reckon there's thought for this. If there's one thing I do hate, is when they kick backwards.
Don't pay the mark, it's just play on.
The umpire, it's play on, that's right.
The umpire calls play on.
That'll put some pressure on the player.
but that's what, kicking backwards is not...
It's a tactic,
and that's not hard to umpire.
No, it's not. It's clear cut. It's clear as crystal.
Good on
like
you, Shane. Oh, well done, mate. Have a good day, champ.
Actually, that's
some good calls. Didn't think this topic was going to work, did you?
No, I did.
No, you didn't, because I jumped on the back of Nick Revolt saying that he'd like to cap it down to 40 rotations, 10 a quarter. Like that as well.
Sure.
And do you like with two players staying inside forward 50 to stretch the ground?
Yeah, I don't mind. I don't mind that. I like the one that Shane brought up very, very strongly. Don't, if you kick backwards, it's play on. Yeah. That's because, you know, every time we've seen over the years side running the clock.
Oh, we'll
down.
See it today watching footy.
Yeah,
you'll see sides doing it today.
I know, I hate that in footy.
That'd be good. Just play on. You've got to play on.
Yeah, well done, folks. Well done. Some good calls there. Absolutely.
Let's go to Perth, KG, and catch up with the Adelaide Crows defensive coach, James Pods. The Adelaide's done a wonderful job.
Yeah,
the Crows' last game before they get ready for finals football.
Minor premiers.
Welcome, James. All the best. How are you, mate?
Legend. How you going? Going over here.
Now, what's the conditions like? And obviously... Melbourne losing is good for the boys because the West Coast Eagles have now something to fight for, which is better challenge for our boys before finals.
Yeah, look, I tend to agree with you. I think West Coast having something to play for means there's going to be some intensity in the game early in particular, but also through the whole game. So I think from a finals prep for us, it's good to come up against a good team in a hostile environment.
GJ Pod, with that in mind, we wouldn't want to start like we started against Sydney. We would not want to have a slow start. We'd want to be quick out of the blocks.
No, you're right, KG. I think the start is important. And as you know, when it comes to finals, starts are important too. So effectively, this is a full dress rehearsal for that. And our players are aware of that, and us as a coaching group are aware of that as well.
James, they've got plenty to play for, but with Pritis and Mitchell calling it quits at the last game at Subiaco and a place in the final, so there's a lot hinging on this game from the Eagles' point of view.
Yeah, obviously, the final thing is probably, the chance of playing finals for them is probably bigger than those two guys retiring, so there's some extra motivation with those two, and also last game at Subi is a lot being... said in the media over here about that too. So, yeah, there's some motivation, but we're pretty motivated as well.
Beautiful.
No
beautiful.
Tex, no Talia. Any other late changes, J-Pod, or you have the squad's all settled for today?
Yeah, no, the squad's as selected.
Yeah.
The team's as selected. And, unfortunately for those guys, couldn't get through training during the week. But, we feel pretty confident that they'll be right for the first final.
Nice.
And what about young Greenwood? He's had a tough but a terrific first season. Is him not being a part of the team, is that more of a management point of view, J-Pod?
Well,
No, it's based on what we think's best to beat West Coast in round 23. So Paul Seedsman's been in really red hot form in the NFL the last 2 weeks. So I think most successful teams and clubs in history reward guys when they're in form. And Hugh, unfortunately, it was him that came out of the side. But we're really confident with what Seeds is going to bring today.
Yeah, a bit of pace with Seedsman and Miller are coming back into the side. Bit of pace.
Jay Pot, have you gone and checked out the new stadium over there? Did you boys go and have a bit of a peeky boo?
Yeah, we drove past it. As you drive past it from the airport into the city, it looks fantastic. It looks absolutely huge. And some of the tech and the fan engagement in this stadium is going to be unbelievable. Mm. So looking forward to seeing it next year.
J-Pot, I know the only thing on your mind is today's game against the Eagles, but looking down the track to the finals, do you have any preference as to who you might play in the finals?
Look, you've always got one eye on the future. And obviously there's a couple of teams that we know we could potentially play, but if you get caught looking too far ahead, you lose your sight and what you're going to get done today. So, if we win today, that's the main thing. And to get our form, it doesn't really matter who we play going forward. We're pretty comfortable playing anyone.
J-Pod, did you go for a little stroll this morning around the lake? Did you get on the bike or go for a run, or did you get in the weights?
A little bit of all the above. I just went for a walk around the river just then. It's a lovely day out here, and I'm sure the fans that turn out today will be pretty happy.
Yeah, well, James, good luck. It'll be a fiery encounter with plenty to play for the Eagles. So all the very best, James, and good luck and good luck in the finals, James.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Good on you, James. J-Pod there. Interesting game. Gee, wish we were looking.
Don't tell me you get nervous.
Well, I am nervous. Well, no, I am and I'm not, because, we are going to finish minor premiers. That's a given.
And it's a wonderful season.
It's been a great season. But on the other side of the ledger, I hate it when the Crows get beat, because the Eagles have got a lot. I'm
sorry.
I'm talking to him. And you know when you talk to
I was looking
a person,
at the Twitter family.
You
I was engaged in you,
Sean,
but
you
I was
like,
also...
You like to have eye contact. I was...
Yeah.
I was talking to the back of the bald head.
I'm engaged with you, but I'm also looking at the Twitter family's comments. I'm listening.
What was I saying?
You were talking.
He's got no idea what I was saying. He's got no idea.
You're talking about the Adelaide Crows.
I'm going to go out and talk to
myself. Being
minor
premiers. That's what you're talking about.
I'm going to go out and talk to myself. To any topic that's on your mind, Port and Crows fans, who would you prefer to play in the finals, the first week of the finals, which start the weekend after next? What's something that you love about the game that you want to retain, or something you don't like about the game you think should go? I've suggested the 50-metre penalty kick. We had one good suggestion where a caller suggested if you kick backwards, the umpire just calls
play on.
They don't take the mark. Yep. And my very clever suggestion was that if you finish minor premiers, you should have the right to choose who you play in the first week of the finals. Do you agree with that, or don't you?
That's ridiculous.
Very, very.
Pete Rogers of the Twitter family said, "Paul Kane, look at me, Corns media accreditation, and bring back the third man up at the ruck contests." That was Pete Rogers. Kane's a good fella. He's a good fella. We're going to the phones, are we? Mike of Glen Osmond. G'day, Mick.
G'day. How you going, boys?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Mick.
What? My idea is the premiership points system should be changed.
Oh, in what way?
Okay, 4 points for a win.
That's it, as it is there.
Two points for a draw, and 1 point if you lose by a goal or less.
Ooh,
because
incentive.
And I'll give you my opinion on that. Mm-hmm. If a team goes through a season playing 10 games, losing by a goal or less.
Yep.
It doesn't necessarily mean that they're a bad team, and they can miss out on the finals because of that.
So if you're beaten by, say, less than a goal, you reckon
you pick up a point.
You should get a point.
Yes, one point. Other than the finals, of course. The finals stay as it is. You can't change that. But, during the normal season, I just think it's unfair that you lose by under a goal that you don't get any recognition for it.
Yeah, but what are your thoughts on that?
I don't mind it. No, the more I think about it, I don't mind it.
I don't like too many changes to the game.
No. Nick Revolt during the week said, have two players permanently staying inside forward 50 and have the rotation interchange cap down to 40. Because at the moment it's 90.
Yeah.
Get it down to 40, that'll wear them out. Open up the game.
Yeah, give us a call, folks. 1-3-3-5-3. That's our number. Anything you love about the game or anything you don't like about the game, give us a call.
Exactly right.
Hey, Jackie Hudson, one of the Twitter family members. The game should be left alone, boys, but there needs to be more consistency in umpiring.
I agree
not
totally.
Not just a rule of the week theme.
No, I agree totally. The umpiring's been very much up and down.
Another good friend of ours, Chirpy, Ange from Kidman Park. Ange?
G'day, boys. How are you?
Yeah, good, Ange.
Looks like Johnny Patton got a sale for 22 witches hats yesterday afternoon at his safety place, wouldn't he, eh? They were frigging terrible, weren't they?
They were a disgrace to the comp, what they dished up to you boys.
Yeah. Hey, guys, could you just quickly, I watched Sam Taupepa really closely yesterday. He reminds me of a cross between Damien Hardwick and Josh Carr, the way he played his game yesterday. He antagonised the opposition.
Yep.
He actually sucked him in a couple of free kicks as well. If he doesn't win the Rising Star, there's got to be something wrong, doesn't
there? Well, I think the boy that might beat him is Young Merritt. Burton. No, is it?
Oh, yeah, but Burton's a halfback. So nah, no hard ball gets, no centre clearance. Yeah.
Well, yeah. He's had a good year.
Okay, he's had a good year, but who's had more impact on the scoreboard?
Yeah, no, I agree. Look, I've said in this program consistently, Ange, that Powell Pepper should win it, but The more I keep reading stories that the Ryan Burton might be the one that gets over the line, but yep. Powell Pepper's had a wonderful yesterday. He's as tough as nails, isn't he?
Yeah, that's right. And guys, also a bit of a whisper. Apparently, a Port assistant coach has been told that he's not 100% assured that he's going to have a job next year.
Ooh.
And from what I hear, I don't know if this is true, but apparently Brogues might be coming over to coach the Magpies.
Who?
Brogan.
Oh, Brogan. Yeah, Dean Brogan.
Chad's going to go into an assistant row with a power.
Because Brogues is coming home. Yeah, Brogues is definitely coming home.
He's a good bloke, Dean Brogan.
That's what
I've heard.
So who's the assistant coach? Is Bassett's there? You got Bassett?
No.
You got...
You go.
Yeah.
I'm
going. Yeah. No, who else?
Someone starts with an S.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who?
Surgeon.
Who?
Surgeon, Jacob Surgeon.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Good on you, Ange.
Ooh.
Don't be surprised there'll be some changes too at the Adelaide Crows end of the year too with their coaching staff.
Who's gone?
No, I can't say.
Oh, well, excuse me.
No, I can't say. And I can't say. There's going to be some changes for Donald Pike. All right.
Ooh, okay. Gee whiz.
Paul Gawler.
Interesting. Hey, Paul.
G'day, mate.
Yeah, hello. Hello, boys. Just wanted to make a comment. I might be old school, but every year, I don't know of any other sport that changes the rules every year for their national sport or one of their major sports.
Yep.
Like the AFLD. I don't know why they can't just leave it, let it settle down and stop having these continual changes. It just ruins the game. And it's like, KG, I have to agree with you there about the kicking backwards. Just straight out wasting time.
Yep.
And I don't know. They have the 5 minute mark of each quarter. I don't know why they can't say, righto, from that point, no backward kicking. If there are any kicks, ball it up from where the kick was taken.
Yeah,
everybody knows.
Exactly. I hate the kick backwards. I just think that's a far too negative thing in our game.
Good on you, Paul. Gary of Huntsville Heights. G'day, Gaz.
G'day. How you going?
Good news, Gary.
Yeah, I'd just like to get rid of the centre square.
Yeah.
And mark all the positions on the ground, like have the full forward and full back start in the square.
Yeah.
And have the wing right between the line where it is now and the boundary line, and have them all marked. And then every time the ball's bounced in the middle, you get into your positions. And after that, well, they can run anywhere they want to.
Yeah, I love man on man. That's one thing that I absolutely In the old days, you used to read about player X playing, standing player B, and how the duel was going to turn out.
Yeah.
I loved all that. Now it's free for all.
Good on you, Matty. Steve of Golden Grove. G'day, Steve.
No, we've got Matty.
G'day, Matty of Glenelg. G'day, Matt.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Sorry, buddy.
Good, Matty.
No, you're right, mate. Just regarding the interchange rule one, guys, I reckon the more we cap it and the lower it gets, you'll find we're just getting athletes into the game. I'm a Collingwood supporter from Melbourne originally, and we've probably got five or six blokes on the park who can run 3Ks in 6 minutes but cannot hit a target from 15 metres away. Now, this takes out footballers like your brother, Charles.
Yep.
Takes out footballers like Greg Williams, the real champions of the game who were elite in the actual basics of football.
Yep.
Now you've got five or six blokes on most teams who wouldn't be there unless the way they can run. And it's just mental.
They can't hit it. There's nothing more infuriating, from my point of view, when a player misses a target from, say, 25 metres away, or when a player slips over.
Well, we saw it on Friday night. Bulldogs and Hawthorn game with the kick-ins.
Terrible.
Yeah, they couldn't hit a target.
And they do it every day of their life.
Good idea, Matt. Let's go to Steve of Golden Grove. Steve.
Hey, boys. How are you?
Good, Steve.
Hey, just wanted to talk about Gold Coast and Brisbane.
Yep.
Like, what do we do there?
Yeah, merge.
What do we do?
Merge them.
Tell you what.
But where, though?
Just have the one team in Queensland and put the resources in there, because the amount of money we're wasting in the Gold Coast franchise is a detriment to the grassroots football of around Australia.
Well, Rodney,
our grassroots are dying with resources because they're wasting all that bloody money on the Gold Coast.
Well, gee whiz.
Do you agree or not?
I do. It is ridiculous. It won't happen because the AFL will persist because they want a side on the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
But gee whiz, it's got huge, huge problems.
Well, both these Queensland sides finished the bottom two of the ladder this year.
How disappointing is that?
And Gary Ablett nowhere to be seen.
How bad is that?
Oh, Mr. Selfish.
You know, I was a big rap for Gary Ablett.
Yep.
But he's disappointed me greatly.
I've lost a bit of respect for him.
With his time at the Gold Coast, like running away from the cameraman yesterday and doing what he's done.
He wants to go back to Geelong.
Yeah, not good. Not good at all.
KG, we're not far away from the fight of the century. That's what they're saying, the fight of the century between Mayweather and McGregor, the Irishman. But one man that's there live in Las Vegas.
I couldn't care less. Over.
Oh, George, you've got to, mate, it's exciting.
No, it's not.
Duncan McKenzie Mahag joins us. G'day, my friend.
G'day, boys. How are you going? It's absolutely fever pitch down here at the moment. Everything's set up, ready to go. Some of the crowds starting to file into the arena. We've got all the undercards happening at the moment. There's thousands of Irish fans that have all flown into the event. They're all half pissed. It's all happening, boys. It's unbelievable stuff.
Duncan, what was the action like at the weigh-in yesterday?
Mate, the weigh-in yesterday was one of the most extraordinary events I've ever been to. So basically what happened is they bust in about 10,000 Irish. So the arena turned into almost like a football soccer stadium.
Oh.
Tonight, guys, is going to be like a World Cup soccer match.
Yep.
It's going to be loud. It's going to be colourful. There's going to be all sorts of cheering, booing, the work. Conor McGregor is an absolute national icon. He is one of the great Irish sportsmen of all time. And this is the biggest fight of his life. And he's got the whole country behind him, and it seems like they've all just bloody flown into Las Vegas.
Duncan, is it right that the crowd, when Mayweather came in, they booed him at the weigh-in?
Absolutely, KG. Mate, they've been booing him, for the last 20 years. He's not really the most popular fighter out there, you know what I mean? He's up on domestic violence charges. He's not humble at all. But he does have a 49-0 record, so there is a level of respect there from the Americans. But I'll tell you what, KG, most of the Americans will be on Conor McGregor's side because he's relatable, he's funny, he's cheeky, he's sort of like your white trash Bogan who's really cashed up at the moment and everyone loves him. So he's one of these guys that everyone's gravitating to. He's been saying all the right things, but now it's time to let his gloves do the talking. Can he stay in the ring? For 12 rounds, is arguably the greatest pound-for-pound boxer of all time. He'll probably need a knockout in the first 3 to 4 rounds if he's any chance. But if not, well, he's in for a world of pain, pun intended.
Now, mate, Mayweather's just... I think he's obviously playing it really smart because he's a very good boxer. What do you reckon? The first 3 to 5 rounds, he's going to do some damage, get him on the ropes and just lay into him?
He hasn't been playing smart at all. Apparently, last night, he went to his Las Vegas strip club and was there till 6 a.m. I don't know whether this is all part of the posturing or whatever,
tactic.
But he's got this strip club business and he's basically been going there every night trying to sell that, pitching to business partners. He's really trying to cash in on this week, as if he needs more cash in general. But no, I think you're right. No, I think what he'll do is he'll fill out McGregor in the first 3 or 4 rounds. McGregor's going to go for a big KO between round 1 to 4. There's no doubt about that. The ref has got the hardest job almost in the arena here tonight because he's got to make sure that nothing untoward happens. Not a cheeky elbow, not a cheeky headbutt, anything like that. Because there's a clause in the contract of Conor McGregor that if he does something untoward, he's going to get a 90% fine and he'll lose probably in the vicinity of 90 to 120 million. So it's probably not his best interest to do that. But I tell you what, Floyd Mayweather, he's been here so many times before. I really can't see him losing his fight tonight.
Duncan, in all your time of covering sports, is this the biggest event you've ever covered?
I reckon it is. I mean, I was having that discussion with a friend of mine last night. And, you know, I was at the NBA Finals a couple of months ago. I was at the Super Bowl earlier in the year. But I think this just about takes the cake. I mean, you've basically got a guy who is from Ireland. He's got the whole support of Europe and the rest of the world up against, as I said, arguably the greatest boxer of all time, who's putting his undefeated record on the line. Now, they've talked it up. They went on a four-day press tour of Los Angeles, New York, London, Toronto. The whole world is engaged in this fight now, and everyone is talking about it. You go into anywhere in Las Vegas, you go into a cafe, a restaurant, get into an Uber. It's all anyone wants to talk about. And we're a couple of hours away, boys. And then I tell you what, it's going to be going off like a bright speed, Jack.
Absolutely. Duncan, thanks for your coverage. You've been fantastic, Duncan. Appreciate that. And good luck and enjoy the fight, Duncan. Appreciate your time.
No worries, boys. I'll take a few pics and send it to you.
Good on you, mate.
Well done.
Duncan McKendrick Mahag. Where's
this? Live in Las Vegas.
Live in Las Vegas. How good was that?
That's brilliant.
Don't pick me.
I saw a photo of Conor McGregor in his undies in the weigh-in.
Calvin Klein undies, sir.
And they're mocking him because he was a bit excited.
Well, he's got a sock in his underpants. No doubt about it. In fact, he's got a couple of socks in his underpants.
Jeez. I thought that was a boxing glove.
Well, it probably was.
Gee, I can't wait for the fight. Don't worry about the footy. I'm watching the fight.
You what?
Crows will smash Eagles. I'm watching the fight.
I'm watching the footy. Bring it on!
On Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
You don't have to answer that question.
It's Q&A.
I'll answer the question.
The big questions.
You want answers?
The straight answers.
I want the truth!
Right, George, you ready to go?
I'm ready to go, George.
Okay, if you saw Jake Lever in the streets, knowing he's leaving the Adelaide Crows, what would you say to him?
I'd say to Jake, the decision is yours, but if you want my view, and if you don't, I'm still going to give you my view. You've pulled the wrong cord, son. You've gone for money. Well, you could have stayed here and won two premierships without a shadow of a doubt.
Two premierships.
No doubt.
Can Port Adelaide win the premiership?
No chance. No, I can't win.
Should the Crows offer Dustin Martin $2 million a year?
No, $2 million a year? Were you with the Pixies or what?
Has Tom Jonas let down his football club by his two-week suspension?
Well, it's been a dumb thing to do. Every player knows that if you hit a player high, you're in trouble. And he was gone from the moment he hit Dalhurst in the head. Gone. Stupid.
Will Paul Roos coach Collingwood?
No way. You're a bit on about that. No chance. Doesn't want to. Got too much money.
How many neighbours are you friendly with?
None.
So you don't like your neighbours?
They don't like me.
So you've upset your neighbours?
No, they've upset me.
So what have you done to them?
They've upset me.
So why aren't you talking to your neighbours?
Because
it's always nice
me.
To have some good neighbours around
it
you.
It is. Very important.
So why don't you like your neighbours?
I'm an easygoing fella. They don't like me.
So what have you done to them?
Nothing.
You've upset them, haven't you?
No, I haven't. I've been the perfect neighbour. Absolute perfect neighbour.
But you don't get on well with your neighbours.
They don't get on with me.
Or make an
effort.
They're
probably Port supporters.
There's too much negativity around in this world.
I've tried everything. I'm not going to eat
on the left-hand side or the right-hand side?
Left and right.
Okay.
Right.
Is it a great decision by the AFL who will ban the bounce next year?
It's the most ludicrous thing I've ever known in football. There are three of them out there. Rotate the bounce.
No.
Going back to the old days, we bounce
it's
the ball every day.
It's mentally and physically stressing out the umpires.
They're a mob of sooks. Absolute mob of wussies.
If you had to be named after a city, state, or country, which would you want it to be?
Just call me Adelaide or South Australia. Thank you very much. Kenneth George Adelaide. Kenneth George South Australia.
Who's the most overrated person in football?
Oh, God, that's a hard question.
No,
overrated football.
It's not hard.
It is. It's very hard. Very hard.
Who's the most overrated person in football? Don't sit on the fence.
I don't know, actually. I don't know. That's a hard one. Most overrated football. Tommy Hawkins.
Okay. Ever had any relatives in jail?
What? Not that I'm aware of. No. None.
What punishment for the Ashes cricket scalpers who are on the warpath? For the Ashes tickets. What punishment?
Jail.
Gee, that's harsh.
Straight to jail. That's downright bloody...
Because you know they're out there.
They're out there, big time. And they're ridiculous. uncouth people.
Have we lost the characters in today's game?
Yes, we have. Joe Danaher, love him, and he gets criticised every time he does something a bit different. Yeah. But get off the kid's back, and that's how he enjoys his footy.
Okay. Did police visit your establishment during the week to speak to you about pinching lemons out of someone's backyard?
Haven't visited me at home, no. But right. One of my friendly policemen spoke to me about it.
He's a thief. Fair-dinkum thief. You can't pull over and pinch someone's lemons out of the back of their tree.
You'd pinch them too if you saw them. They're beautiful.
Oh, no.
I just borrowed them.
The Sunday Dead Set Legends. Every Sunday morning from 10 on 104.7 Triple M. Thanks to CMI Toyota.
South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of the 1-hour express service.
Triple M.